There was an incident in the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein him and Aisha radiallahu anha, they were talking in the house in Medina Munawwara. And Aisha radiallahu anha was speaking quite loudly. It seemed like they were quarreling. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu happened to be passing the home. So he enters the house after seeking permission. And he immediately began to admonish his daughter. How dare you speak like this to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How dare you raise your voice in this quarreling sort of attitude? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came between the two of them. And he defended his wife. And he said, do not speak to her in this way. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu looked at the two of them and went away. Obviously, he was asked in a nice way, without making mention of those words, you know, to leave. Basically, he left. And a little while later, he passed the house once again and he heard her laughing in happiness. So he knocked again on the door and he asked for permission to go back in. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was given permission and he said the famous statement. He said, allow me to participate in your joyous moment, just like I was made to participate in the moment of quarreling a few moments back. Amazing. And from this we learn something interesting, that the fathers of those who gave their daughters in marriage to others actually trained their own daughters as to how to speak to their own husbands. Today, the difficulty is neither does the husband know how to speak to his wife, nor does the wife know how to speak to the husband. And at the same time, if the parents get involved, they do not look at who is right or wrong. They just look at who is related to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are better than what we actually are.